I'm calling to order the special session of Dune City Council on November 1st at exactly 6 o'clock. If you please all stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I want to start by apologizing because I think I panicked when I saw these brochures. And for any of you who know me, you realize that I do not ever let fear or common sense get in my way. So what I ended up doing today, because I didn't have the answers that I wanted and I hadn't been able to ask the questions that I wanted to ask, I called this number and I wanted to talk with the head person who's in charge of the sales. And luckily, I got him on the phone. We had a delightful conversation. He says there is absolutely no indication that anyone that's interested in this is interested in removing the dams. He is a former IP employee from Gardner and said that the only people that have expressed an interest so far are those that are very interested in keeping it conservatively so that we can maintain our water and our wetlands and the way of life that we have. And there's a business or two that are looking at it, and they need the water for their business, much as IP did when they were running the paper mill. So he assured me that he has not had anyone mention removing the dams at all. And he said, I don't think you have any threat there because you'd have to go through the state and probably the feds to interrupt what we have here in this area. So I feel very comfortable tonight in telling you that I think the dams are safe. And I've made a joke or two about Dune City is in dam trouble, but I don't think we are as much as I thought we were a couple of days ago. I've had a number of sleepless nights. I decided to take it upon myself to call this number and talk to John Rosenthal, who is a former IP, as I said, person here, knows our situation, knows what's going on, and he assured me no one that's talked to him, and he's the head honcho in this sale, no one that's talked to him is indicating anything about removing the dams. So that's what I know that I just found out by about 4 o'clock this afternoon. So I apologize for dragging you all in here, but I tell you, when I heard this first thing, I've also been known to panic, and I do a good job of that. I couldn't imagine losing two lakes in our area by removing the dams and then ending up back in swamps. And he's assuring me that no one that's interested in buying this is interested in doing that either. That's what I know.
Would you tell me where the dams are and what their function is?
The dams are on the Silkus River, and the dams are on an outlet from the Tackenich Lake, and they are both there to keep water in the lakes, because without the dams, this would just be a swamp, and Tackenich would be the same thing.
So does Tackenich drain to Silkus?
No.
Other way around.
No.
Neither.
If you've got a chance to look at this, there are two dams, and they each drain into the ocean.
What IP did was they put a dam here and have a pipe that pumps the water from Silkus into Tackenich, which then goes, as I understand it, to where they have, and that's why they have to ultimately have the water supply.
That's the pump that we've seen on the map.
Yes.
Yeah. But the pump hasn't been there since 1981.
No, they need it.
Yeah. We don't need the pump.
Yeah.
What's that?
I said, I don't think we need the pump. IP probably needed the pump to get the water from here down to Gardner. But
but if they're going to utilize the water, they're going to have to put a new pump in. But
right.
Yeah,
right.
Whatever.
Right.
But, I mean, the dams are not in threat or not being threatened.
And they will get water rights for 15 million gallons of water a day.
That's what IP had. Yep.
That's a lot of water.
We have a lot of water.
Flies here when the international paperwork is running full throttle, and it did not affect the lakes. What is affecting the lakes is the droughts.
They only had the retained amount of water, so they're, you know, which is like 3 feet, I think.
You know, if they aren't using it, it goes out to the ocean anyway.
What they retain, they can use.
And I think we have a good source of water here, and I know that when my grandchildren were a lot younger, they used to add to the lake level.
Hey, we won't go into that one, will we? No.
I think you have too.
If I may, one thing that might happen is if someone purchased it to use the water, which would be reasonable, we on Silcoos have never really experienced them using the water out of Silcoos for production here. So that would be something different. But I've gotten assurance from the state engineer's office that the manner in which the dam is operated will not change. It's already changed. The 66 order, the one that we reduced to, is no longer in effect. There's a new one from 2004. And that, the way it runs, that won't change. They say that that will be what has to happen and how the water is being used. So.
What changed it?
I don't know. I really don't know. As far as I can tell, Dune City was not notified in that action.
Is that when IP bought it or sold or got permanent rights? Is that when the change occurred?
I believe so, and I believe it had to do with the fact that somebody was leasing the water, a portion of it. Because of leasing 5 CFS or wasn't very good.
We're talking to you about the same sea level, above sea level, and
I honestly don't know. I have a book at home that would tell me, that I could look it up and see.
But it's safe also, so. So your Dune City Council and your your Jamie has been doing their jobs, and that's why we're here tonight, and that's why we're still in a good place. Still a great place to live.
So just people have been on the lake. The year the gates were removed, I think that was like
17.
Did your levels drop? I didn't notice any difference on the river.
Where I live, which is on Keachley Arm,
right?
We had mud. It was not like
was it really? Yeah, in the river. I remember I drove my aluminum boat out to the beach. I didn't
get it. You're still able to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I've had some of the old time. I don't know now. Maybe you remember, Ron. Mm-hmm. You grew up here, basically, so you may know. I know that Steve has told me before that there's sometimes a little stream right in the center of Kingsley Arm that would bring up
water. Mostly grass lines. How small. And if you step out off the shore, you can sink up to your knees. And so you lose a lot of animals and maybe kids. Because you won't get your shoe back.
Yeah.
That's how nasty the bottom is around here.
And silty out there. Yeah.
And plus the river during some, you know, the flow will get so low that the river outlet will get clogged by the big waves and stuff, like it did last year. And the guy that I know, he owns our shop. His name is Ian Wright. He worked for International Paper for like 30 years, and he ran the dams. And what you do is when you got water in the lake and the mouth gets clogged up, you open up the gates for a couple hours, and it creates a little flash flood and it blows the opening up. And when you heard it got clogged last year, he just
yeah, I can imagine him saying that.
It's stupid.
Yeah.
We used to take our boat out the outlet at Westlake, you know, all the way to the beach.
Yeah, when the doors were open, for sure.
We used to be able to take
river this year is the best it's been since I've been here with the seaweed, hydrangeas, all nothing in it, because the salt water that came in last year.
So.
It really did. It was great.
It's the best I've seen this water this year.
Well, we even had wells over off of Jensen Lane that became salt infiltrated last year because normally they were, you know, 8 feet. Well, that was the magic number. They kept it at 8 feet and they would open the gates when they hit 8 feet. And it was, the gates were mechanized. So it was supposed to just happen. But the orders changed now. It's 5 feet. It's not 8 feet. And well, there's 8 feet, but the timing has changed. It's 8 feet for a little while, but mostly it's 5 feet and can't go below 3. And so they take it as close to 3 as possible. And the way it's being operated now is different from the way it was operated with IP, and that's why we're seeing, in my opinion only, and I am not a water expert, a hydrologist or anything, but I believe it's that difference in pressure from going from 8 feet to 3 feet that keeps those lake waters from not holding the salt water at bay, so the salt is infiltrating up into the
well. Are those deep wells or the shallow wells that are having the salt?
Very deep wells.
Very deep wells.
Last year I was on the river when it happened, and it was a king tide just brought it in. The river was flowing backwards, and it was full. It was, had nothing to do with the level lake. The river was flowing backwards, and logs were going into the lake. It was all from the king tide.
And our water testers were saying they were getting salt readings all over.
They should have been, because the river was flowing back to the east.
Which I was hoping it would kill some of the weeds.
It killed it. It did. It was like, I think it's gone.
Yeah, it's like, best I've seen the river in years.
And around the county dock is the best it's ever been since I lived here.
Hey, those levels that you mentioned, that they, you know, 5, 3, and 8. Are those instructions for the, whoever opens and closes the dam, are they receiving those instructions from some sort of government governing body, or the people that own the water rights determine that those are appropriate levels and give instructions to the person?
That is a ruling. That is a court order. I mean, not a court order, but that is a state order.
So I guess that my question would be, after the sale, those same levels will, the person that owns it, they'll be instructed to maintain the same level.
Yes. And I think that's in part Fish and Wildlife, because they want to maintain the fish flow.
Gotcha.
We can tell you, who owns the dam, they operate it entirely differently.
You know, I lived at Westlake Resort, and I was hired by this company called Industrial Harbor to measure the height and the temperature of the lake. And I would text it to this gentleman in Reedsport named Ray Davenport, and I believe he was the one. Yes. He was the mystery man that would open and close. You know, but you know, he was kind of a feisty gentleman, and I could never, you know. And every time I'd answer asking questions, he didn't take kindly to the questions, you know. And so I never really, you know, I was just giving the information, and you know, but I, you know, I never knew where he was getting his instructions.
He would get his marching orders from the regional water.
So not from Industrial Harbor, not from
the
government.
No, that's not true.
Well, Susan said she was overseeing it.
She's overseeing it, but I've had many conversations with her in person. And if Department of Fish and Wildlife had their way, this lake would be kept at 9 to 10 feet in the spring.
Yep.
And what's happening is the guy that owns the dam is telling him when to open and close that dam, and he's operating it at the levels that's within the standards. Granted, within the standards.
But at the low level.
But she's also stated that they could fudge those numbers and hold that deeper to help clarify or help correct the blue-green algae that we're having during this time of the year by having more water throughout the whole summer. So she's not beyond allowing things to be run at a better level. And I've had at least 4 or 5 conversations with her. So.
But she's supposed to follow the letter of the order.
Yeah.
Well, they're supposed to follow the state orders, but she's also not beyond
also the lease that an organization had, and I don't know the name of that organization, the lease has been terminated. At least that amount of water is not being, is being left in the river, which didn't bother us.
But I mean, if there was somebody that bought the property that was willing to have somebody operate the dam within the specs that they wanted to operate it in, she's not really going to pay much attention to it.
Oh, yeah, she will.
Well, she'll pay attention to it, but she's not going to.
And the other thing is, you know, we were in the Central Coast region first under that water master, and then got moved to the South Coast, which is where Susan is, and now they're putting us back into the Central, so we have a new water master assistant who is from that district that now works with her and is trained to take over.
May I ask Susan's last name?
Douthit, D-O-U-T-H-I-T. She's the water master. She's in of the Umpqua Basin.
Gotcha.
And she's in Roseburg.
Is there any way we could petition them to keep the lake levels higher at like 8 instead of down 3?
There is a way that the city could do that, or a group of citizens could do it, or anybody could do it. But it costs money, yeah.
So. Don't do it during salmon season.
No.
you know, you guys don't like that, keep it at a level where it's flowing over the portage in there. And it gets cut in the hazards.
Well, if you get too high, you're drowning out people on the Ada side of the lake.
Right.
And some of those houses are flooding, so. Yeah. Come back, too.
Where is this level now? It was lower than it has been.
It's been a while.
So possibly it's at 3 feet.
3 feet now.
It's not at Peach Meal.
It came up with that about night.
At the, it was at about, a boat ramp, it's supposed to be.
It was about 2 feet down from last year, based on the river.
There's a rock when it submerges right at the end of my little ramp, and when it submerges, it'll open the dam. It's about 10 inches out of the water right now.
That's a handy rock to have.
Staff gauge put up at our launch.
The lowest I saw it this year to date was 6.8. And it's right now at 7.1, which is basically 7.2 at this meter here. But I've seen it since I've been here as low as 6.3.
Yeah.
So, and where's that measured?
Well, there's a couple different places. Mine isn't the official one, but I've got one at our dock.
If it's the same guy that took over my job, it's measured at Westlake Resort, the dock at Westlake Resort.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the official
one. Yeah, that's where he gets the data and sends to Ray if it's still Ray.
Who doesn't want fishermen calling him every day, screaming, open the dam?
No, he doesn't. He doesn't even like me to ask when the dam is open or closed.
Yeah, guess what? The city doesn't like those calls either.
I get 20 calls a day. Damn, open
fast. And I already said, these guys on the cell phone are a bunch of beep, because we complain all the time.
Old retired guys with a bunch of time to sit and
And I get the kayakers.
Yeah,
they want all the kayakers want the dam closed and all the fishermen want the dam open. You know?
I know, you cannot please everybody.
Well, once again, I want to thank all of you for coming. And as you can see, we have plenty of chairs for you to come and attend our regular monthly meetings. And you're welcome for input there, too. So thank you very much for being here. And
so if this is an open meeting, what are people's idea about wanting to take control or take over the dam?
$4 million short?
Well, I'm not saying that, but maybe there might be somebody who want to give it to the city or something like that, or, you know, what is the feeling of the group? I'm not asking about money or things like that. I'm just asking.
We probably need to take that to a vote.
So this is a town hall meeting, or is it a town hall meeting, or is this a meeting?
It's a town hall.
So that we, that I consider this a brainstorm thing, so.
We asked for a town hall.
It was a regular meeting.
Some stimulus money left someplace, you could probably phone them in.
I'd like to know what they want to do.
Federal government's just out, they're waiting on a new budget, so you're not gonna get a new government.
Well, what I want to know is what the crowd wants. I mean, we don't want anything to change. But what would be the ideal thing? What should we have goals in the future to do whatever? So is
maybe there's a line of communication with the people that open and close the dam.
I try to text when he calls me, let me know he's open, and I try to post it on our Facebook page.
And I don't even mean like, you know, somebody that keeps us updated. I mean somebody that's willing to, you know, listen to the community, you know, is open to everybody's in, you know, and obviously you can't please everybody.
You need a lot of diverse opinions if you took over that.
Well, I don't have a problem with who's manager or how they manage it, as what's the future. You know, what do we want as a community? Okay. You know, what you know, how do we see that dam? You know, who should be control, or what is it for?
Well, if you talk to Mike on the river, he'll have an entirely different opinion than David Jackson up there at the marina. Two different goals. Mike would want you to remove the dam. He lived here all his life. He's seen it without it. It's fine. And David Jackson says, I've got some sailboats that need some water. So that's what you're going to hear if you take it over.
I split on it myself. So does Dune City still maintain the portage? Or, supposed to.
When we get a complaint that something's wrong.
Right.
We try to get the river taken care of too. Yeah. That fell on deaf ears. So if they use the river trail,
right,
they need to be very competent because.
Well, he's texting me now. He's texting me now when he opens a dam so kayakers don't get stuck downriver, and all of a sudden there's, you know, current. They're getting washed down into trees, and it's hazardous. So.
I just know that in the spring, one of our counselors who was experienced at the kayaking, he and his wife went down there, and the current was really high. Yeah, yeah. The water was high, and he got drug under and hung up on one of the trees underneath. And thankfully, he was calm, cool, and collected, knew how to get himself out of that. But we have people coming in, they're carrying their babies and their dog, and they want to go around the river. And no, that's not a good picture.
Infants with no life jackets, right. Birds going. I go, how do you plan on getting back?
He lost it.
Oh, well, we always tell them, make sure you check the tide.
You're going to help me get out of this?
Against the tide on the way back.
Here's your chance.
Do I need a motion to?
Counselor Hammond, though, makes a good point. Mm-hmm. We do need to know what you envision for the future. Right now, you don't want it changed, but change is inevitable. So, where do you see the city putting its limited resources for this particular activity?
Write a grant.
To do what, though? So we can write all kinds of grants, but to do what?
Somebody's going to buy the rights, so if they do, then you have to kind of work something out with them, I think, really, until you find out who
owns
it.
Have to see what happens, yeah. And that's what really bothers me.
Yeah.
I prefer to be proactive and prepared, right, than to suddenly find us behind the eight ball and I have all these massive problems happening that I have to, the little stuff to try and correct them, to keep right. them going when there's the big thing over here that really would take care of it all.
Yeah. Well, Peter, it's probably unreasonable and unrealistic to think you're going to get the money to purchase it. So the best thing, in my opinion, is to set up a liaison with the new owners, bring them in there once a year and talk to them. Let the community talk to them and see what they're going on, and they can see what we're doing.
We had invited Mr. Heinkirchen quite often. He did come in and talk to me one day.
He can come talk to the town hall.
But he needs to come, yes, to hear everything.
And you can hear Mike say, move the dam, and David say, keep my sailboats afloat, and the rest say, keep the water.
And then we say, and here's the order, and this is how you're supposed to do it. And if you do this, the rest of them don't matter.
Just find out what happens with it, negotiate, and if you're trying to get new owners, that's...
Well, the other thing, I can start stopping money away in case we need to sue. And that's not real easy to do.
Well, I had a conversation with somebody today who was talking about, they used the Jackson Marina and things like that, and they was, you know, wondering why it isn't a county park or controlled by the county or the city, the dam, instead of a private owner and things of that sort. It's all money, but all those are goals. They don't necessarily need to do, but what do we have future intents to want to do that instead of be at the mercy of somebody else? That sort of thing. Long-term goals, not short-term goals, not tomorrow, not 2 weeks from now, but maybe 20 years from now, 15 years from now. We have water problems and we have other things, and I think we ought to have some long-term goals that we should strive for. And having one person think that, if one person says, well, get rid of it, but what does the community think? What sort of long-term goals and what sort of strategy? Because if you don't have a goal to attain, we're just wasting our time. So.
And the city itself should have a statement saying, this is what our thoughts are of what we would like this to be in the future for future generations, so that the new owners know that. I mean, I think that's what Lori's saying right there. I think that is important.
Are you suggesting we create that statement before the auction?
No.
Like, if anybody's interested, this is the community that...
For one, I don't think we could do that in 2 weeks. Yeah, but I think we need to have those long-term goals.
On to the next election, next week. Can you get that done?
Tied into the dunes, you know, we're a recreational area, you know, and we support our lake.
Yep.
Whatever means we need.
So.
I've said what I had to say.
I move we adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Meeting adjourned at 6:28.
You said
6:28. 2 more minutes we could have talked. 2 more minutes we could have talked.
Yeah,
we does it all the time. Girls and condos.
Montori's for the baby.
Thanks for the research you did. That was very helpful.
Yes.
I think we need to have a lot more than long term goals.
I'm sorry?
We are setting up another meeting with them, and as soon as I get a date for the meeting. I set up one date, meeting with them. They keep giving me these different things. I have questions. Every time I ask a question, oh, well, you have to go to that, and you have to go to this guy. So they keep dividing up everything, so we're trying to get them all on the same call so that they can answer the questions.
Oh, really? So are you coming across the
How long have you been?
That's my fear, is that this owner comes in, and that's their choice.
Because that was for sale. And then somebody comes to all in. We bought it in 2013. So somebody was
talking about it. People on different things, and the more questions I ask, the more I'm getting. It seems like it's the runaround, because they keep going, well, no, you need to talk to someone.
Oh,
really? You need to talk to someone.
Oh, so you're going to
Oh, really?
Oh,
really?
White country.
So the point is, she might as well work for them.
I'm not going to be here 15 to 20 years.
There might be some of you were in Southern California for a time, and then so I quit being retired real fast. Actually, I'm a counselor now. For about 15 years, I've done a bunch of things in schools. I've been 45 years in schools. But so it's fine. My wife thinks I'm crazy. She thinks I should be sitting down on a deck.
Counselor is what can be done here.
Yes.